Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about purpose revealed. It is so important that we find ourselves in purpose. Purpose is not something that you will find by getting to it easily. In fact, it is not a destination. It is something that is revealed on a daily basis. It is something that we acquire through obedience. Purpose is the very thing that God has created you to be. It is the very thing that you are meant to be. The thing about purpose is that it is not set. It is not set in the heart of man, because we continually have to listen to the voice of God. God knows who you are. He knows who you are and who you were even before you were created. He knows every hair that is on your head. He knows what you need to do, and He knows what you need to become. It is the face of God and the heart of God in your life that will lead you to the destination that He has ordained for you. But this can only happen when we are constantly obeying and constantly pursuing the things of God. Who are you? Where are you going? What has God called you to do? What are the things on the inside of you that needs to be reawakened, that needs to be realigned, that needs to be lit up again? It is the voice and the heart of God that leads us to this place. But without God, we will never truly receive purpose. Purpose is not always something that is sweet. It is not always something that is comfortable. And this we can see through the life of Jesus. When Jesus needed to move in purpose, it came as something bitter, even though the end result was sweet. Jesus even said these words. He said, "Can this cup not pass me by?" He prayed until blood came out of his sweat. And it was a difficult thing for Jesus to do, yet it was for the greater good. Purpose is not always going to be something that makes you feel tingly. It's not always going to be something that is easy. It comes with a process, it comes with conditions, and it comes with the fierceness of pressure that is put upon you. And you need to ask yourself, are you ready for it? Purpose is something that is constant. We are constantly chasing it. We are constantly striving to be a better version of ourselves. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we will never truly know who the complete version of us, of you and I are. Only God knows that. And that is why we need to hearken and we need to listen to the voice of God. Because there's an unlocking, a continuous unlocking that needs to take place inside of you, inside of me, so that we can become what God has called us to be. There's something that is crying out on the inside of you. There's something that requires more, and only you can decide whether it will happen or not. Only you can decide whether you will become this very thing that God has called you to be. There are greater things that awaits you. There are bigger things that awaits you, but it is not going to be easy. It will be joyous, but it will not be easy. Why will it be joyous? Because anything that is connected to purpose comes with ability, with passion, and it does come with joy. But at the end of the day, it is not something that is easy. This morning, or rather this afternoon, or whichever time of the day you find it to be, find yourself in purpose. Find yourself soaked in the things of God. Find yourself where God wants you to be and start reaching out again. Because God is calling you to a new place. God is calling you to revival. God is calling you to live again. God wants you to be reunited and reconnected again to the words that has been placed upon your life. He wants you to become what He has called you to be. For I know the plans I have towards you, says the Lord, plans that are good and not evil, to give you hope and expected end. That is the heartbeat of God towards each and every one of His children. But it's up to us to decide whether we will become those children. This day, I want to encourage you. I want to strongly encourage you to rise up again and become what God has called you to be. To rise up again and fight for the things that God has placed on the inside of you. You are not alone. You are not just anyone. You are called by the fire and the force of God to become someone that will make a difference. There are many out there who are waiting for you. There are people out there who are dependent upon your success. They need you to make a difference because their destinies are linked to you. Who they are needs to be unlocked because you have decided to unlock yourself. It is time to reach higher. It is time to go wider. It's time to go deeper and to go faster so that the purpose and the plans of God on the inside of you is revealed unto all who surrounds you. David had a purpose. There was a plan for his life. It wasn't always revealed and seen. David looked like someone who is nothing until purpose collided with him and he became someone that is so much better. Why? Because God was involved. It is time to collide with destiny. It's time to collide with purpose. It's time to become who God has called you to be. And only then will you be able to rise up and stand strong in the power and in the might of the Spirit of God. Again, who are you? Who are you? Where are you going to? And what have you been called to do? Because in God, you are phenomenal in all that God has called you to be. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, reawaken me to purpose. Let the plan of God become what I need to be. The plan of God in my life be revealed. Let me stand strong. Let me stand in hope. And let me stand in the power and the might of the God Almighty that is in my life. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.